Tonight, LGBTQ groups from around Berkshire County will gather to observe the 3rd annual Berkshire Trans Day of Remembrance at St. Stephen's Church in Pittsfield. The internationally recognized event began in 1999 in Alston, when Gwendolyn Ann Smith, a transgender woman, memorialized the murder of a fellow transgender woman. It's the first of 3 related events happening in the Berkshires this month. Kenneth Mercure is the director of the Berkshire Rainbow Seniors Group and is on the board of the Berkshire Stonewall Community Coalition. He spoke with WAMC.
The Trans Day of Remembrance was started in the 1990s after the murder of a trans woman named Rita Hester in Boston. A friend of hers started it, and it has continued on and become an international event since then. And it's in the Berkshires, we've been celebrating it. It's been celebrated a few times, in a few different places, for a long time. But when Berkshire Pride started, that was part of, the initiation of bringing more and more LGBTQ events into the Berkshires. So we started the Berkshire Trans Day of Remembrance. There are Trans Day of Remembrance on college campuses in Pittsfield, I believe in Great Barrington, and also at Mass College of Liberal Arts. And we wanted to have, a centralized one that's for the entire county. So that started in 2017, and we've continued to do that every year. And essentially, it's to highlight, the sobering fact that trans people are being killed for who they are. And, the numbers every year are staggering, and there's way more that aren't reported than what we actually read names at the event. We read the names of the individuals that we know were killed. And we also will read international names as well. And it happens generally on November 20th. That's the day that was picked. And some people, depending on what's available to them venue-wise and, where they have access to, some people do it on a different day around that. And it's usually been treated as a way of raising awareness about trans issues.
Just a few days later, a very different kind of event will take place. On the 23rd, the Friendsgiving event. Walk me through that. What's that going to look like? And is it sort of a counterweight to some of the solemnity of the Remembrance Day?
So the Berkshire Stonewall Community Coalition has generally done a Friendsgiving potluck of some sort for a long time. I believe it died down for a little while, and they didn't do it as much. But starting last year, when I began working more closely with the board members of Berkshire Stonewall and then became one this year, we actually started, talking about, it's really important for our community to have a place to come together because not all of us have close family that we can spend the holidays with. And it's not always just because of gender identity or sexuality or any of those things. Some people, Pittsfield's a city where a lot of people move to work and, work in the Berkshire, so they don't always have the opportunity to go home and see their family or their friends. And that's what the Friendsgiving is for. It's both a touchstone for the community to come together and actually have, a rainbow Friendsgiving where your community members are there and it's a safe space. And it's also just, a nice way to get together and, celebrate the holiday without... if you can't, you don't have a place to go, or if you want to be able to engage with your community alongside also celebrating the holiday with your family.
Another event happening this November is the Trans Awareness Panel happening at the Berkshire Athenaeum on Tuesday, November 26th. Walk me through that. What is that going to provide the community?
So the Trans Awareness Panel, ones that have happened almost every year, I believe every year since 2017, and we wanted to continue on the work that was done. And essentially, it's a twofold thing. So it's an educational opportunity for people to come and, engage with the trans community. And the panelists that we have for that are from a broad spectrum of identities and backgrounds. And it was really important to us when we were organizing it to make sure that people could be represented, because representation is a huge thing. And it's something, in the, when you look in the media and you look in, every type of media, from literature all the way up to television and movies, representation is still pretty low for trans people, and we wanted to have the opportunity where people can come and meet people and ask questions in a safe space where, it's clearly defined what questions the panelists are comfortable answering. And also, on the flip side, we wanted to expand upon work that's already being done, and have it also be a way for trans individuals in the community to come and meet one another and also share, you know, coping skills and resources. And, you know, we basically, in our flyer, it says Skillshare. So how we define that is, you know, people coming in, they can ask questions that are related to transitioning or identity, you know, how someone may have navigated that difficult path, or, you know, just to share something that worked for them with the crowd. And we've seen, you know, events like this happen where it's been very beneficial and people have left feeling, you know, very confident and just got a little bit of boost of confidence. Even if someone leaves that event feeling a little bit more comfortable about themselves or a little bit more steady in the direction they're going, that's what we want. We want people to be able to both be educated but also be supported at the same time.